Stempler here in Southern California, president of Barry Stempler and Company and president of the California Coin and Bullion Merchants Association. Barry Stempler, give us your view of what's happening right now.
Well, you're seeing just an increased demand worldwide. The euro issue is obviously driving a lot of new buyers into the market out of Europe because of concerns about currency over there. We're seeing domestically an increase in demand also as a salvation from a currency that's constantly being eroded with our debt problems. And in Asia, we're seeing a lot of buying coming out of India and China. And it's just extraordinary, the amount of new buyers coming into the market who are more concerned about the value of currency than as a diversification, which has typically happened in the past.
Yes. Tell us, where's the greatest interest right now? Is it in gold coins? You must be pretty busy these days.
Yeah, we are very busy. We have a lot of new buyers coming in. And yes, most small investors in gold, and that's anybody under $1 million, tend to stay with the gold coins because gold bars require maybe assay when they want to sell it. So there are a number of good vehicles, the Gold Eagle, the Gold Maple Leaf made by the Canadian government, the U.S. government, the French 20-franc roosters are very popular also because they're dated before 1933 and they're traded very close to their gold price. So there's a lot of really wonderful items right now that can be bought based upon the current gold price, and the price changes every day.
All right, it looks like the mint has run out of gold coins. When do you expect that to turn around, and what should people do until they start making those available?
Well, they're back ordered. I mean, there is a substantial availability of gold coins. Yes, you can buy a reasonable amount of gold coins. It comes from the secondary market. When the mint sells out, or they don't have the ability to strike the coins, they stop taking orders for a period of time. That tends to drive up the premium. So we see that happen from time to time when we get this big insurge of new buyers. Now, this will probably happen until we see, maybe gold getting up to $1,500, $1,600 this year. And then, as I predicted in the past, we will see $2,000 by the end of next year. That's on the article on my website, which people can access just by going to Gold Investment Online. You can see an article I wrote back in 2008 calling for gold to hit 2011 by 2011, and I'm right on track. I mean, last year I was within $15 on the close, and this year if it closes over $14.50, I'll be within real close range of what we're tracking to.
Does it make sense in this environment to go for the higher priced coins that have the numismatic value as well?
Oh yeah, oh absolutely. Yes, that most of our experienced investors, not our newcomers, tend to go with the investment quality gold coins, which are gold coins made prior to 1933 that not only have their gold content but have investment content. The problem we're seeing right now is supply. I just came back from Milwaukee, and I was able to buy very little material, so our supply is very low, but we do have, we do have limited supplies of them. But the problem with those is the value of those is determined not only by the gold content, but by the demand. And